turn out to be like 40 years of child with a child in our house. All right. Well, anyway, I don't know if this guy's a dad, but he's going to enjoy this Father's Day, whether he's a dad or not. Scott Trumbauer, again, head coach of the state champion Parkland boys volleyball team. I love saying state champion. Scott, good morning, and I know it's a good morning for you. Thanks for joining us today.
No, thanks for having me, Keith. It's an honor of mine to be on the show for you, so thanks for having me.
Are you a dad?
I am. I have three kids. I have a 25-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son and a 7-year-old son.
That's a little bit more within reach. I mean, yeah, it's close to my range. It's close to my range. You got a widespread there. Well, happy Father's Day to you, my friend, and thanks for joining us again. What a moment. I don't know if it's even sunk in. I always say, I don't care if it's softball, football, basketball, whatever it may be, that those state championship moments will stay with you for the rest of your life. And what did it feel like when you knew you were a state champion yesterday at Penn State?
It's indescribable. Like it's really cliche, you know, you get lost for words, but, you know, to be back, in the same gym, that we were in 2015 when we won it 8 years ago, it never gets old. I feel like the memories were just replayed in my head. I was trying to reproduce moments from the 2015 year yesterday. And then also trying to take a step back and really absorb the moments. I feel like I maybe missed out on or forgot about the first time, but, it's new set of kids, new group of faces, seeing the reactions is such a blessing.
Well, 2-time state champion. I wasn't quite aware of that, but that's fantastic, Scott. And, it's hard. People think, you know, well, they win it once, they could do it again. Well, it took 8 years for you to do it again. And it took a great, great group of kids who worked hard, a coaching staff that worked hard with them. A lot of ingredients, I believe, have to come together for you to have this kind of success, right?
100%. It's you got some luck that has to be in play. You got to have health, injuries and things that derail you during the season. All the pieces have to align, and we were very fortunate to have those pieces aligned this year. Great group of kids that really just pushed themselves in the off season, playing club volleyball, coming to open gyms, working together, because we had some spots we had to fill from last year, and the kids filled them exceptionally well and executed at the highest level.
Well, I'm not quite sure what your record was in 2015, but I mean, this, you can't ask for more than an undefeated season to boot. I mean, that's hard to do too. I mean, it's hard to go through it. But when you started the season back in March, did you anticipate this kind of a year?
Every coach hopes that's going to be the year you have. And it's tough to say. I know we had the pieces, we had the experience, we had the leadership, with the skill level or the skills in each position. It's just matter how those pieces mold together. But also, you don't know really what the state has. So, what the teams from Pittsburgh, what kind of players and teams they are going to put together from year to year. And, North Allegheny has been the reigning champion of boys volleyball for the last 4 years. The girls have been the reigning champions for the last 5 years. You don't know what team they're bringing back from last year's team. So, like I said, there's a little bit of luck involved to a degree, but, we were able to stay healthy and continue to push ourselves every single day and keep striving for it. And then we also stayed focused because this year the state tournament was extended 2 extra weeks than it has in the past. So when we won it in 2015, we won it on June 6th. Mm-hmm. This year, the first round was June 6th. Mm-hmm. The final was 2 weeks later. So we had to continue to stay focused for that whole time too.
And I say this all the time, Scott. By the way, we're visiting with Scott Trumbauer, who's the head coach of the state champion Parkland boys volleyball team. 2-time state champions now. Scott, I always say the spring sports coaches have it the toughest because, the football guys, the fall coaches, they get kids fresh off the summer. Everybody's ready for the new school year. The basketball people, not too bad. The wrestlers, that's the middle of the year. But the spring folks, it's hard to keep a team focused because there's so many, especially seniors, there's so many things pulling at them. They're looking ahead to the next phase of their life. They're looking to graduation parties and graduation ceremonies and senior week. And going here and going there. It's not easy, and you've done a masterful job of keeping everybody focused.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's tough. When I talk to my friends that coach other sports, and I explain, you know, we have part of our roster, or this year, our whole roster that was not in school. So, you know, they're not in their normal routine. They're not waking up at the normal time and eating on the regular schedule. And, you know, they could be sleeping a little bit longer or staying over at the friends' houses. So it's, you know, I try to stress that to the kids at practice is when they leave, just make sure they remember that the whole team is depending on them. The coaching staff is depending on them to come back the next day ready to play, and, you know, no excuses, especially when you have the opportunities like we had.
How many years have you been coaching at Parkland now?
This was my 22nd.
Wow. And I don't know what you and Mike Krause, I'll tell you, you built volleyball into this juggernaut at Parkland High School, and I commend both of you guys. What is it about Parkland and volleyball that seems so successful? Because Mike had a great run again with the girls in the fall.
Yeah, and I talked to Mike yesterday. He called me three separate times. He was distraught that he wasn't able to be up at Penn State for us yesterday. He was he had committed to something else down in Maryland yesterday. So he's been calling the state finals, every state final for boys since, I think, 2001, and this is the first he had missed. So he called ours in 2015, but didn't do it yesterday. But, you know, I think we just, between Mike and I, we have such respect for each other. We've been coaching for around the same amount of time at Parkland. He clearly has a couple more years on me outside of Parkland, but yeah, we have a great relationship. Girls from his team help manage my team. Some of my guys help manage the girls' team. We get this, you know, this little camaraderie between the two teams. And you know, Mike is always in the gym with us. You know, he's in passing. He'll stop by and give the kids words of advice or encouragement. I was able to help out with Service Electric and Duke in commentating this year, so I was in a lot of Parkland matches. Got to cover them a lot, and it's just, you know, it's one big community and family, and we just enjoy seeing each other succeed, and our kids kind of feed off of that, and just, you know, they know what the expectations are and the hopes and dreams of the past teams and the thing, you know, the teams that have succeeded and failed, and you know, they always want to try to outdo each other in a internal competitive way.
You also, I believe you're a Parkland grad.
I am. I graduated from Parkland in 1997.
Okay, and you run that site, I believe, that I use. I think you do the Parkland Sports History.
I do.
Okay, that is a fantastic site that I go to several times during the course of each season. And this year, sadly, I was using it a lot because the softball team had a very highly unusual season for them where they struggled. And I think they had their first losing season since the 70s, I think. I can't remember the exact year. But I'm always on your site. And I, first of all, wanted to thank you and commend you for maintaining that site. So you are true Parkland all the way through. And again, to do this for your alma mater has to add even more special emotions to it, right?
100%. I mean, you know, I played in 1997 and I was a part of some really successful teams that never got over the state semifinal hump. You know, we lost in the semis my junior and senior year. I went off to college, but when I came back from college for my 4 years, I was helping out the Parkland team, just kind of helping them when I could, attended the district tournaments when I was around. And so I always said I've been around every district championship Parkland's ever won. And then when I got hired right out of college, I always thank, you know, our former athletic director, Mike Doble, for taking a chance on me. I was a 22-year-old kid graduating from college, and the varsity program opened up. It was mentioned to me. I applied, and they offered it to me. And you know, I every time I see Mike, I thank him for giving me the opportunity and the chance. And I never thought I would be sticking around here for 22 years and being able to do the things we have. But you know, I've had my brother, who's also a graduate of Parkland. He's my assistant for all 22 years. We have the senior captain from our 2015 state championship team is a part of our staff. So he's, you know, he was with us for the last 4 or 5 years as well. But yeah, and you know, my coach from high school, Will Robertson, he was there yesterday for the match, watching, and Jeff Geisel drove in from Pittsburgh to watch.
Great.
He was AD for us when we won our last one too. So, yeah, just seeing the familiar faces and just, you know, You know, and Bill Dreisbach, our AD, his son had the state championship winning kill for us in 2015.
Wow.
So there's just the connections
wonderful.
When people stick around for so long.
Well, you mentioned, I always talk about Mount Rushmores of different things. And when I talk about my favorite people in Lehigh Valley sports, Mike Doble has a permanent spot on my Mount Rushmore of the best people I know. And love Mike Doble. And I'm sure he's very, very proud of you. And you talk about Mr. Parkland. I'll give you one. We got to go to break. But maybe you want to look this one up. How many, maybe you know off the top of your head, but how many team, I'm not counting individual swimming, individual wrestling. I wonder how many team state championships Parkland. I was there for the boys. I was there for the girls basketball teams. I was there for, I think, four softball. So there are six right there, but I wonder how many, I'm sorry, boys did not win one. Football, I was thinking of football, girls basketball, and about four softball. I wonder how many total Parkland team titles, state titles, that great school has won. So maybe I'll hold you over a break. Maybe you can give me the answer on the other side. Can I hold you over for a break, Scott?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll continue our conversation with Scott Trumbauer, head coach of the state champion Parkland Boys Volleyball Team, back for more after this. I'd like to play this a little bit. That's what I'm going to do this week. I'm getting out of town for a couple of days. Going to look at a lake. Not that far away, but I'm going to look at a lake. Might dip my toes in the lake. I do need a change of scenery, my friend. It's been nonstop since. I love this song. A little Zac Brown for you, by the way. All right, enough of that. Let's get a guy who deserves a nice vacation. I don't know if Parkland will send him to Disney World or something like that, but they probably should. Scott Trumbauer with a great, great effort. The Parkland Trojans win the state championship. Scott, did you have that answer for me? How many state titles has Parkland teams won now?
16.
16.
Yeah.
Wow. And what's the most? Who has got the most, you know?
Softball, they have five.
Okay, I covered four of them. I had four of them. They won it in 75. I was only 14 years old in 1975, so I did not cover that one. But I covered the other four. I think the most recent was 2015. They had two 2009 with Deanna Stinner, and then they had two in the 90s, 95 and 98, I believe. But anyway, yep. good stuff. And I love that site, man. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. I love that site. I wish every school had a site like that. You do a great job. I would like you to speak about your kids. And if you wanted to go through at least your seniors, tell me a little something about each of your kids, Scott. That would be a nice way to pay tribute to them.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So we're very junior heavy this year. So we only have two seniors
okay.
on the team. Those two being Isaac Uthapan and Chase Robbins. Chase was he's our go-to. He's been our horse all year. It's been that way. He's been playing in the varsity roster since he was a sophomore, and he's put in so much time. He's going off to junior out of college to play in their one of the top Division III programs in the country. He's going to be heading there to play. He's also going to be participating on their esports team. So he was able to earn some scholarship money there because he's going to be attending there for esports, and he's a
wonderful,
really good esports player as well. Yeah, and Isaac Uthapan, he's his brother. Actually, Chase was a sibling that had a sibling come through our program as well. And Isaac is the same way. Isaac was a setter for us. His older brother played for us a couple years ago. Isaac's heading off to Temple, where his brother went as well. Isaac is a great kid. He's a Cub Scout. He attends the same Cub Scout pack as my son, which is a nice connection that Isaac and I have. And he was our scholar athlete. This year, he's a great academic kid and just such a polite kid too. So, yeah, there are two seniors this year that really were our leadership.
Well, you can mention some of your other kids too. Keep going; you don't have to stop at the seniors.
Yeah, we have just such a huge sophomore or junior class this year. And I'll just mention all the names because all of them contributed something special to us. We had Will Stiles, our setter; he was our floor general all year. Kumail Sinasara, who's a defensive specialist for us, Alex Wilby, Raul Jespara, Ahmad Jaffer, who's our libero and is just a defensive gem of a match yesterday for us. Luke Smith, he's one of our middles. Shlok Mehta, Owen Rogers, basketball player at Parkland as well, played huge for us yesterday on the right side. Logan Nazary, who played for us this year, has never played volleyball before, but picked up volleyball faster than I've ever seen any player that I've ever coached. Brady Hayward and Colby Brizendine. And the last junior is Fred Patton. And then we just had three sophomores, two are JV players I called up within the year, and Nick Bauer and Krishna Patel. And then the last one I'll mention is our outside hitter, Josh Nation, who just, he caught everybody's attention the way he played this year. He has the fastest vertical, the highest vertical of any player I think I've ever coached, and is just so dynamic. And this has, he has two more years with us, so we're very fortunate.
Excellent, excellent. What was the bus ride? I'm always curious, and I remember the last softball state champion team that I covered. I refer back to 2015, which evidently, that was a great year because you won it that year. I know I had two softball teams win state titles that year. And Becca, unfortunately for Becca, they won their title because there was a rain delay. And they won their title, I want to say, really close to midnight. And so they had to drive through the night. I even said to the AD, I said, why don't you keep them overnight and put them in a hotel and let them be together? And they know the parents want to go home because they had to get the softball tournaments on that Saturday. It was a Friday night and they had to get to a softball. So anyway, they didn't. I mean, I guess it was cool to be driving through the state of PA as a state champion, you know, from midnight to 3 a.m. or whatever it was. But how did you guys celebrate yesterday after your big win?
It was when we did it in 15, I remember, you know, they gave us, we met at Kmart shopping center and they kind of led us back with a line of fire trucks and emergency vehicles. And, you know, this year, as soon as it ended, I was getting a text from Bob Tice and Debbie Tice and, you know, her husband is the fire chief at Greenwald.
Yep.
And like, you give us the estimated time you're going to be back. And, you know, luckily with GPS, I gave them exact within 2 minutes of when we were going to be back. And we made our way down the turnpike and got to the Kmart shopping center yesterday. And there were, I think someone counted 20 fire trucks and emergency vehicles.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And we got in the middle of them and they led us up Tillman Street. Shut down all the traffic, left Hillman Street, took a left on Cedar Crest Boulevard and came up Cedar Crest. And it was crazy. There's people out of their cars videotaping us, Parkland volleyball t-shirts being waved at along the road. We had the kids coming, some of the kids sitting in the front row waving at everybody because the windows are tinted and they couldn't really see out of the bus we had, but they're sitting in the front and really enjoying the ride in. And they were starstruck because they thought we were just going to Kmart and there was going to be a fire truck leading us. And they were overwhelmed with the support from the community.
I love that. I mean, I know the small towns do it. The Bangers do it. The Palmertons do it. The Northwesterns do it. But I'm glad it's a big school, obviously. And I always say you could drive from one end of the school district to the other, and it will take you at least a half hour from like Briningsville all the way up to Laurie Station. But it's neat that they had that moment for those kids, and people still care about their community school, and they gave you that tribute. That's fantastic. So a great celebration. You guys didn't spend any more time on campus. You didn't go to the creamery or anything like that afterwards?
So we were very fortunate. We kept a routine that we did in 2015. We actually went up on Friday night. So okay. We left Friday school around 2 o'clock, took the bus ride up, hit a little traffic, a little rain, but we got up there around 5:15. I was fortunate that I have some really great friends in positions at Penn State and have coached there. And they put me in contact with the women's head coach at Penn State, Katie Schumacher, and she met us at Rec Hall. The first thing we did is we drove right to Rec Hall and got to walk on the floor and get the oohs and ahs away from the kids' minds, because three quarters of our roster had never seen Rec Hall. And it's such a large facility and so bright and just, you know, the kids are awestruck. So we got to get up there first. So we did that. Then we, you know, went to the hotel, checked in. We got to go to practice. I got a middle school up there that a coach from up there that I'm friends with got us a middle school for us to practice. Then we went to dinner, and then we did hit the creamery.
Nice. So you got it Friday. Very nice.
Yep.
You're not a Penn State grad too, are you?
No, I went to Susquehanna University.
Oh, that's not too far away. Good old Sealands Grove.
No.
No, that's great. So, I thought it was Rec Hall, which was the main. I spent time up. I spent 1 year up there, and that's now 41 years ago. But and I covered the gymnastics team as a student for the Daily Collegian, and that's the gymnastics. The basketball wasn't draw. I mean, basketball was pretty bad back then. Women were better than the men, but the gymnastics meets would pack Rec Hall. And of course, that was pre Bryce Jordan Center, and that it spent a lot of nights when that place was packed, and people really got into women's gymnastics. And I thought that was the venue. I didn't know they were still using. Is that where the men's and women's volleyball teams still play at Rec Hall?
It is. It's where the men's and women's volleyball play, and where the wrestling.
Right. Okay.
I was outside when they have like a big match where they hold everything in Rec Hall. Yeah.
Yeah. Terrific. Terrific. Well, I hope you will enjoy this. I know these seasons, they never have an end to them. They seem like they're 24/7 all the time. But I hope you enjoy the moment, Scott. I hope you have a great, great Father's Day. And I want to talk to you. I hope I talk to you again this time next year, or maybe even before that. And by the way, we have to go here. We're late for a break, actually. But the EPC, a good league, right? And I know Emmaus pushed you a little bit. And I would always believe that when we have a team that wins a state title, they owe just a little bit of credit to the league they came from. And I know Emmaus pushed you, and maybe some other teams pushed you too.
Yeah, Emmaus, I mean, they've been ranked, they were as high as number two in the state after they won a huge 40-team tournament earlier this year that we were at. Liberty has one of the best players in the state. He's a junior, he's coming back. So they gave us a little bit of push at one point this year. Whitehall has a nice junior class returning this year, or next year, and they pushed us to took a step from us this year as well. So, yeah, our league schedule definitely helped us prepare. And our out of league schedule, the three teams we played from non-league all were in the state tournament, and we went to two tournaments that had all the other teams from the state tournament in as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, it's obviously it's a feather in the cap of Parkland High School, but I think it's also a feather in the cap of the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference. And I hope they share. I hope there's no resentment. I hope they share and say, look, our league got another title, and I hope it works that way. Scott, I want to, again, thank you for coming on today. I know it's a busy time, and you were gracious enough to agree to come on. Win or lose, by the way, we were going to have you. But it's a much happier interview that you're a state champion, and I hope to have you back again sometime soon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you letting me tell my kid's story.
And by the way, if the parents missed this, I know it's a busy day. I think daughters and sons are taking their fathers out to breakfast today, that kind of thing. You can always catch it on the podcast. If they miss this interview live, they can go to the LV Fox Sports website and go to podcast, go to Calling All Sports, and they can hear this interview again anytime they wish. So all the best to you, Scott. Thank you so much, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Scott Trumbauer. Wow, what a feeling that must be, Tony. What a feeling that must be.
Undefeated season to go along with it. That's just an amazing season.
By the way, and I know you do a lot of research, and I know we got a break coming up here in a second. I love that. I wish every school would attempt something like he does for Parkland. You go on that Parkland Sports History website, you could pick up any season. You could pick up the all-time records against each opponent, which nobody does. Nobody has that information. And Scott, you know, the ADs, they can't do. I mean, they're so busy just running the regular season. Their hands are full. So you need a guy like Scott to come through. He deserves a medal from me just for doing that sports website. And I wish every school had one like that. All right, let's take a break. Come back. We'll wrap up hour number one after this. All right, welcome back. I want to thank. It was a enjoyable interview with Scott Trumbauer. So happy to be talking to a state championship coach. Does a great job. Parkland, what did he tell you? I forgot the answer now. 16, did he say?
16, yep. That's amazing.
I know 5 in softball. That's at least 2 for boys volleyball. I know girls volleyball has several. You got to check that site out. Did you check that site out?
I will now.
Punch in Parkland Sports History and this site will pop up. It's a great site. But we want to thank him. Coming up in hour number 2 today, we could talk Carpenter Cup.